A main theme of the Israeli Apartheid Week this year, as well as the last few years, is boycott, divestment, and sanctions.
As Israel Apartheid Week kicks off in the United States, here at Howard University, one of the country's historically African-American colleges, the boycott, divest, sanctions movement is being embraced.
Omar Barhouti, a founding member of the Palestinian Campaign for Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel, was invited to Washington to commemorate Israel Apartheid Week by African-American and student organizations in the metropolitan area.
The oppressed communities in the U.S. have a deep interest, not just a moral obligation, but a deep interest in ending U.S. aid to Israel and in boycotting Israel, as this money can much better be used to implement social programs, to improve health, education, and so on in the U.S.
Addressing the rapid growth of the international BDS campaigns, Barhouti discussed the historic parallels between the oppressed people in North America and the Palestinians.
Indigenous populations around the world have a common cause against settler populations who are dominant and hegemonic. We demand full equal rights.
African Americans especially, in particular, should be active in the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, considering our history and considering the modern-day issues that we also go through right now.
Black America and Palestine was the topic of discussion at Howard University, where African American students, professors, and organizers explored the immense similarities between the modern-day plight of black communities in America, the BDS movement during the South African apartheid, and the Palestinian struggle against Israel's illegal occupation.
We can relate to that struggle all across the world, but especially in Palestine, where we see they are economically under siege, as well as they face a lot of military brutality. And here in America, we face police brutality. So these are just some of the common strands that we go through.
The apartheid system in South Africa, Jim Crow, and the current oppression of the Palestinian people display immense similarities. And so part of what I and other people are trying to do is to raise the profile of those similarities, show that this is not something isolated and coincidental, but is something that derives from a certain mentality, a settler mentality.
Barhouti was also invited to speak at American University, where he discussed the importance of academic boycotts on college and university campuses nationwide.
Is the tide changing in the U.S.? Against Israel, certainly, yes. I visited the U.S. regularly since I left here in 93, and there's not what I'm seeing in the last 2 years, especially after the war on Gaza, is unprecedented.
Since the call for boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel was called for in 2005 by Palestinian civil society, a number of companies, corporations, and universities in the United States and around the world have scaled back on their investments in academic and cultural activities with Israel. Organizers say as the international momentum builds, BDS efforts have the potential to end the Israeli apartheid as it succeeded in South Africa. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Washington.